USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration vaccine panel on Thursday endorsed boosters for Moderna recipients who are at risk of severe COVID-19, occupational exposure to COVID-19, or are 65 years and older. The State Department announced Thursday the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council 3 years after President Trump walked out on the panel citing bias against Israel. President Biden's Commission on the U.S. Supreme Court will hold a public meeting on Friday to discuss expanding the court, term limits, and more, the White House announced Thursday. Democrats are pushing for more seats after former President Trump appointed 3 justices to the court. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. Thursday, his staff reported the 75-year-old is getting better after getting IV antibiotics and fluids. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Found guilty of murder, Robert Durst is sentenced. Wendy King reports.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I'm a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
Prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The supply chain in America is at a critical stage, resulting in goods not reaching the American households. On the campaign trail in May of 2020, Joe Biden.
We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a leadership problem. One of the reasons why we're not getting material and food to people's tables is because there's no way to get it transported to there. We don't know how to manage what's going on. Hunger today isn't about scarcity. It's about massive failure in leadership.
Journalist for The Federalist, Eddie Scarry on Fox News, says Pete Buttigieg, the man in charge of the supply chain crisis, is not at work and on maternity leave.
Joe Biden's whole image was rehabbed by the media, by and large. This was somebody who was so completely seen, even during the Obama years when he was vice president, an incompetent person who everyone, even within the own Obama administration where he was vice president, made fun of. Pete Buttigieg, his affirmative action hire, one of his many, is supposed to be the point person on this. We just learned, I believe yesterday, he's on maternity leave. He's on family leave. And I hate the whole sexism, racism, any of those charges, but if that were a woman, particularly under the last administration, we would be saying different things about the person who's supposed to be in charge of supply shortages, the choke points when it comes to supplies. You're not hearing much about that under this president. Joe Biden has been rehabbed into somebody who is supposed to be a competent leader and is everything but.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.